At least 10 people are dead after a gunman takes aim at a Lunar New Year celebration. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. The gunman targeting a ballroom dance studio in Monterey Park, California.
The sheriff confirmed that a suspect is still at large. They gave a very preliminary description. They described him as an Asian male. They say he ranges in age possibly from 30 to 50 years old. And they say they are determined to track this suspect down and bring him to justice.
Fox's Christina Coleman. 10 additional people were injured. The national debt is about to hit its limit, prompting discussion about raising the debt ceiling. The White House indicating it does not plan to negotiate, while some House Republicans see a possible chance to rein in government spending. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia on NBC's Meet the Press.
If one side thinks that the other one's more responsible for the debt at $31.4 trillion, that is totally not accurate and it's deceptive. We're all responsible. We got a $31.4 trillion debt. It's a runaway debt, and no one's holding themselves accountable.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tweeting about accepting an invitation for discussion on the matter with President Biden. Senator Manchin also reflecting on the discovery Friday of more classified documents at President Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home.
It's just hard to believe that in the United States of America, we have a former president and a current president. They're basically in the same situation. How does this happen?
A special counsel has been appointed to investigate the Biden classified documents found in multiple locations. Vice President Kamala Harris speaking in Tallahassee, Florida, commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Roe versus Wade ruling.
Here now, on this 50th anniversary, let us resolve to make history and secure this right.
Roe versus Wade, of course, reversed by the Supreme Court in June. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
A memorial this morning for Lisa Marie Presley, who died January 12th after sudden cardiac arrest. Her mother, Priscilla Presley, read from a poem written by Lisa Marie's daughter and touched on the loss of Lisa Marie's son in 2020 to suicide.
She knew it was close to the end. Survivors, guilt, some would say, but a broken heart was the doing of her death. Now she is home where she always belonged.
Lisa Marie Presley will rest at Graceland along with her son Benjamin and her father Elvis. DirecTV subscribers, get ready for higher prices.
Today's the day DirecTV raises its rates. The company, owned by AT&T, made the announcement a couple of weeks ago. But raises are coming based on packages and plans along with regional sports networks, where increases are based on zip code. Promotional pricing and introductory prices remain in effect until their terms end. The price hike comes as the company announces hundreds of layoffs and the loss of the popular NFL Sunday Ticket programming, which is now a part of the competing YouTube TV package. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Lunar New Year celebrations are a big deal. One U.S. city is adding a new tradition. Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
Today marks the beginning of the Lunar New Year, which ushers in the Year of the Rabbit. And San Francisco is getting into the spirit with local art. It's called Rabbits on Parade and features five rabbit statues painted by local artists placed around the city. Artist Robin Zhao says she used cherry blossoms in her work.
Chinese New Year to me is kind of like, oh, well, welcome back home where you were born. So it's kind of like a celebration, tying me into, like, you know, Chinese American, back into my Chinese culture.
There's even one outside the Chase Center where the Golden State Warriors play, painted in the team's signature blue and yellow with the Bridge logo on it.
I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.